When you were little, did you know what you wanted to be when you grew up? I'm not sure too many people know. And the kindergartners in Mrs. Gray's class at Lewis Elementary School in Temple Terrace have some time to consider the idea, so they don't have to make up their minds yet.
A painter. Don't know.
Brianna, do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
A teacher.
Why?
Because I like being teachers.
Have you done it before?
Yes.
Oh, what have you taught?
I taught doing circles and letters.
Sarah, do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
A doctor.
What's your name?
Kylie Fern.
Yeah. Do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
Ninja Turtle.
But there is one little girl who seems certain about what she wants to be when she grows up. What's your name?
Hala.
Hala, can you tell me what you want to be when you grow up?
Mom.
Teacher Giselle Gray says her childhood dream was to be a lawyer.
And my mama said I would be a good lawyer because I was always fussing with her back and forth. I was always right, but no, it wasn't until I graduated from high school and I started working at a preschool that I realized, oh, this is my thing. And I thought, this is what I'll do. And that's how it all worked out.
Teaching was also not part of the original plan for Marley Tossis.
No, I actually wanted to be a veterinarian when I was little.
So how did you end up becoming a teacher, you think?
Well, I interned in elementary school with students with disabilities, and I really fell in love with the students because I felt like they needed me, and I just had a lot of compassion for them.
Today, when the school bell rings at Lewis and at schools across the region, the students will see a parade of people from across the community who are coming in to share their personal stories about work. And maybe, just maybe, that will help them set the course of their careers as they discover just what people do all day when they go to work. Steve Hegarty is a spokesman with Hillsborough County Schools. He says thousands of people are doing the Great American Teach-In today.
I know that we're going to have a helicopter landing at a school. The military will be involved. There will be some dog trainers there. So there's going to be a lot of stuff that will be a heck of a lot of fun for the kids. But the overall message still is, you know, this is what I do, and it's a lot of fun, but I really had to study hard to get where I am.
Back when I was in school, it was called Career Day. And the only presenter I recall was bassist Mark Andes, who played with Heart. You may know the band. I was never one of those kids who had a plan about what I wanted to be, and I wavered between becoming a dentist since I had had so much dental work I thought I could treat others with my eyes closed, or a lawyer because I enjoyed debating. But what I ended up doing was much closer to home for me, because I followed in my dad's footsteps.
Good morning, I'm Martin Giles. Our top stories, Hillsborough Sheriff scores a big drug bust, mass transit with a massive bill. How about the weather?
He took me to work with him before there ever was a Take Your Daughters to Work Day. So who knows how you may influence the career trajectory in the life of a child.
Now with the news, here's Susan Giles.
Secretary of State Rogers said today that he had a brief casual conversation last night with East Germany's foreign minister and the possibility of establishing U.S. East German diplomatic.
Little did that elementary schooler know that someday she'd grow up to do what I do now. Susan Giles, Wentuck, WUSF 89.7 News.